Welcome to Jiva Mukti Yoga with Jessica Stickler. I'm still Jessica Stickler, and this is still a Jiva Mukti Yoga podcast. What I do is I try to post a fresh, full class every month so that those of you who are traveling or aren't near a yoga studio that offers Jiva Mukti Yoga or what have you, that you can still have a practice on the go or out in the world, out in the satellite range. So one thing about this class is, I really like it, and so I wanted to post it. There are two things that I can imagine might be difficult if you don't have a visual cue in front of you, a visual representation in front of you of what the heck we're doing. One is when we do a headstand at the wall with two blocks. I'm going to put a photograph on the homepage for the podcast so that you can see it. And there's another part where we're like sliding the blanket back and forth between our feet. I'll also post like a little short, 2 second video on the podcast page so that if you need the reference, you have it. But that means that, like, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple or something like that, if you want the visual reference, you got to go to yogastickler.com to this episode's page. So, podcast 140, 45 or whatever. And then you can see the sort of supplemental materials. Okay, good luck. See you soon. Does everyone have two blocks? Two blocks would be good for today. I feel a little discombobulated this morning. I don't know. Something, my brain just feels a little scrambled. Maybe. Oh yeah, maybe like so much going on. We're gonna sing a very short mantra, very short little mantra. It's actually two words, but they sort of become a little bit one word. The two words are sa and aham, which means I am that, which really just begs the question, who am I and what is that? Yoga jokes, I know. Okay. So when we say sa and aham together, it becomes so hum. So it kind of fuses to become like together sounds, yeah? So hum, so hum, so hum, so hum, so hum, so hum. So hum, so hum, so hum, listen again. So hum, so hum. So hum, so hum. So hum, so hum. So hum, so hum. We'll do together. I won't leave you hanging.
Soham, 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 soham. We could just keep going with it. Soham, 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 soham.
Soham is one of the so-called Mahavakyas, which are kind of great sayings, and they're meant to be like, I mean, if we could truly, I know I make jokes, but if we could truly understand what I am that means, if we could like experience that, then we wouldn't need all the other yoga teachings because we would be it. That would be it, right? Done. Done deal. Another one of these sayings is that can help us to understand soham a little better, maybe, is aham brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Well, what does that mean? We have to answer the two questions again. What is Brahman and who am I? So Brahman takes its root from the verbal root to expand or to grow. So I am that which is expansive, right? That's usually not how we feel, maybe, right? In the Yoga Sutras, the one of the great obstacles to yoga is asmita, which means like my understanding of myself as this like limited, small, separate being, right? I always think of like sometimes what comes to mind is Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Like it, because of his like obsessive desirousness, he's actually even sort of become small and pulled into himself, and kind of like he's almost the expression of that like small, selfish little self that I feel sometimes, right? Grasping all the time, grasping, right? And so Brahman is like the opposite of that, right? So what makes us feel expansive? Is it maybe the tulips in the park, maybe the ocean, maybe contemplating the cosmos, maybe God for some of us, maybe community, building community, serving community. What are those things that help us to feel that sense of expansiveness beyond the feeling of this like little cell of a self, right? Oh yeah. Your belief that you are
solely the body, which is alive, attracts, which well alive attracts so much of our attention and fascinates us so completely that rarely do we perceive one's real nature. It is like seeing the surface of the ocean and completely forgetting the immensity beneath. The world is but the surface of the mind, and the mind is infinite. What we call thoughts are just ripples in the mind. And when the mind is quiet, it reflects true reality. When it is motionless through and through, it dissolves and only reality remains. This reality is so concrete, so actual, so much more tangible than mind and matter that compared to it, even a diamond is soft like butter. My goodness. This overwhelming actuality makes the dream world, the apparent world, irrelevant. So I like that image very much of like the about the mind being sort of much more vast than just what the senses perceive and interact with on the surface. Yeah. Okay, let's come into downward facing dog. There's a way of practicing where you can actually pull that mantra into the breath, like with the inhale, you could kind of silently say so, and with the exhale, you could kind of silently say hum. So hum with each breath. Just linking those syllables. And then go ahead and walk the feet forward towards the hands, folding forward over the legs. If it's not possible to press the hands down into the floor, put a block under each of your hands so that you can press down into something and connect through all four limbs. Uttanasana. So the part of the word tan, uttanasana, tan also means to stretch, to lengthen, to expand in its own kind of a way. Widen the feet, bend the knees, come into a deep squatting position, hands together at the center of the chest, sitting up tall in the upper body, shoulders moving back and down. This thing on. All right. Bring the hands down to the floor. Raise the hips up and fold forward over the legs. Bring the feet like halfway closer together from where they are now. Hands on your waist. Lift all the way upright to a standing position. And then reach the arms up overhead. Clasp the hands together into one fist. Inhale. Extend the arms. Exhale, side bend to the left. Bend to the left side. Inhale, lift all the way up to the center. Exhale, bend right side. Inhale, lift up to the center. Exhale, bend to the left. Inhale, lift up to the center. Exhale, right side. Inhale, lift to the center. One more time each side. Exhale, left. Inhale, center. And exhale, right side. Inhale, lift all the way up to center and then release the arms. Feet and legs all the way together. Exhale, a full breath out. Inhale, reach the arms up overhead. Hands pressed together. Look up. Exhale, fold all the way forward. Hands to the floor beside the feet. Inhale, halfway lift to prepare. Exhale, hop, step, or walk back. Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. One. Inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Inhale. Exhale, bend the knees. Inhale, hop or step feet to hands. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, stand up, reach the arms up. Exhale, release the arms. Inhale, reach up, hands pressed together. Exhale, fold forward, hands to the floor. Inhale, look forward. Exhale, facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. One. Inhale. Exhale. Two. Breathe in. Breathe out. Three. Inhale. Exhale. Four. Breathe in. Breathe out. Five. Bend the knees. Inhale. Hop or step feet to hands. Exhale to fold forward. Inhale, stand up, reach the arms up. Exhale, release the arms. Inhale, reach up. Last one like this. Exhale, fold all the way forward. Inhale, prepare. Exhale, hop, step, or walk back, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. Two. Inhale. Exhale. Three. Breathe in. Breathe out. Four. Inhale. Exhale. Bend the knees. Inhale. Hop or step forward. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, stand up, reach the arms up. Exhale, release the arms. Inhale, hook thumbs, reach arms up and arch back. Exhale, bend knees, swing arms behind, lace the hands together, fold forward. Inhale, hands down, step the right foot back to lunge, look forward. Exhale, step all the way back, downward facing dog. Inhale, forward into a plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, come forward into plank. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Inhale, slide forward into cobra. Exhale, tuck the toes. Sit all the way back towards the feet and then extend the legs. Inhale, right foot forward. Exhale, left foot next to right foot, fold forward. Inhale, bend knees, hook thumbs, reach up, arch back. Exhale, bend knees, swing arms behind, lace hands together, and fold. Inhale, hands to the floor, step the left foot back. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, forward into plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor. Inhale, slide forward into cobra. Exhale, tuck the toes, sit back towards the feet, and then extend the legs. Inhale, left foot steps forward. Exhale, right foot next to left foot, fold forward. Inhale, bend knees, hook thumbs, reach up, arch back. Exhale, stand up and release the arms. Inhale, deeply bend the knees, reach the arms overhead. Utkatasana. Exhale, hands to the earth, fold forward. Inhale, look forward to prepare. Exhale, hop, step, or walk back, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward, warrior one. Exhale, hands to the floor, step back and lower, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, left foot steps forward, Virabhadrasana 1. Exhale, hands down, step back, Chaturanga. Inhale, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Exhale, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Again, both sides. Inhale, right foot steps forward, Virabhadrasana 1. Exhale, hands down, step back and lower. Inhale, upward face. Exhale, downward face. Inhale, left foot steps forward, warrior one. Exhale, hands down, step back and lower. Inhale, move forward. Exhale, go back. Breathe in. Breathe out, one. Inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Inhale. Exhale, soften the knees, look forward. Inhale, hop or step, feet to hands. Exhale, fold forward, head goes down. Inhale, bend the knees, reach the arms up, Utkatasana. Exhale, stand up and release the arms. Good. Separate the feet a few inches apart, hands on your waist. Inhale, lift up your chest and arch back. Exhale, fold forward, reach down, grab hold of the big toes with the peace sign fingers. Inhale, a breath, look forward. Exhale, fold forward. Head goes down towards the legs. One. Inhale. Good. Exhale, two. Deep, full breathing. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Breathe in. Breathe out for five. Inhale, look forward. Slide the palms of the hands underneath the soles of the feet. And exhale, fold forward. Let the head go down. Breathe in. Breathe out. One. Good. Inhale. Exhale, two. Breathe in. Breathe out, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Breathe in. Breathe out, five. Inhale, look forward. Exhale, hands catch the waist. Inhale, lift all the way upright to a standing position. Exhale, feet and legs together, arms alongside the body. Inhale, deeply bend the knees, reach the arms up, Utkatasana. Exhale, hands to the floor, fold forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, look forward to prepare. Exhale, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing. Exhale, downward facing. Inhale, step right foot forward, warrior one. Good. Exhale, open hips and arms, warrior two. Inhale, straighten the right leg. Exhale, reach to the right for triangle. Place the right hand down, left arm reaches up. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Exhale, two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Breathe in. And breathe out. Inhale, lift all the way upright. Move the feet a little farther apart. And then reach again for triangle. Yeah, like a little bit, like a little uncomfortable expand the shape so that it's just a little bit out of your comfort zone. Three, especially if you have like a really regular practice and you kind of make the same exact triangle every single day. Good. Okay, so charge up the feet. Strong legs. Lift yourself all the way up. Good. Bend the right knee. Place the right hand outside of the right foot. Did you shorten your stance? Make it longer. Left arm reaches over the left ear. Extended side angle. Yeah, just a little bit longer than usual. One. We're not, you know, especially in yoga practice, right? We're not going to grow if we are always making the same exact shape, if we're limiting ourselves in that way, right? Good. Inhale, both hands to the floor. Now, I know you're going to want to shorten the stance. I implore you not to. In fact, if you need to adjust the back foot, you might turn it to face a little bit more. Three, good. Four. Good. Inhale, bend the right knee, hands to the floor, plank pose. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward, Virabhadrasana 1. Exhale, open hips and arms to the side. Inhale, straighten the left leg. Exhale, reach to the left. Regular triangle, your original flavor triangle at first. Two. Good. Both legs straight for this one. Three. Four. Good. Five. Inhale, stand all the way upright. Now make the stance a little bit longer. Move the feet a little farther apart. Reach forward and down. Yes, expansive triangle. Hi. Two. Four. Okay, so charge up the legs. Really push the feet down into the floor to lift yourself up. And then bend the left knee. Place the left hand outside of the left foot. Right arm reaches up and over. Yeah, it's good if the stance is even a little bit longer than you know, like to place it here. Yeah. Yeah. One way to think about it in with regards to asana is like, how will we know what our limitations are in the asana unless we sort of explore beyond what we thought to be possible. Okay, both hands to the floor. So keep the longer stance. If you're going to adjust the back foot, make an adjustment as far as turning the toes more at a forward angle rather than shortening the stance. And then go ahead, fold forward. One, two, three, four. Good. Inhale, bend the left knee, plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Exhale, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Don't change the back foot. All 10 toes facing forward. Reach the arms up overhead. High lunge. As you exhale, open the arms to the right. Turn to the right. Inhale, reach both arms up to the center. Keep breathing. Exhale, open to the left. Mm-hmm. Inhale, center, reach up. Exhale, twisting to the right, opening out the arms. Inhale, reach. Exhale, twist left. Inhale, reach both arms up. Exhale, twist to your right. This time, stay there. The front hand that's closest to the windows holds the front leg. Pull on your front knee to help deepen your twist. Maybe you could even imagine that you're pushing the back of the right hand into something. Keep pushing. Yes, that's it. Like you're trying to bring it closer to the wall behind you. Yes. Good. Inhale, both arms reach up. Exhale, lower the back knee down to the floor. Hands to prayer. Twist to the right, but this time hook the left upper arm outside of the right leg. Yeah, hands can be in prayer or some other arm variation if you like. Tuck the left toes under and lift the left knee away from the floor for standing spinal twist. Yeah, straighten the back leg more. Mm-hmm. If it's too shaky and wobbly for today, you could always put the back knee down instead, no problem. 3, 4, 5, good. Inhale, hands to the floor, plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward. Keep the back foot as is. Reach the arms up, high lunge. Exhale, turn to the left, open the arms out, shoulder height. Inhale, reach the arms up to the center. Exhale, open to the right. Inhale, come back up to the center. Exhale, left side. Inhale, turn to the left. This time, stay there. Your front hand, the one that's closest to the windows, can hold the front knee. Use the strength of your right arm to pull yourself deeper into your twist. And then even push like the back of the left hand more towards the wall behind you. Good. Inhale, reach both arms up. Exhale, set the right knee down. Inhale, hands to prayer. Get ready to twist. Exhale, twist to the left side, right arm outside of left leg. Optionally, you could tuck the right toes under, lift the right knee up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. Inhale, hands to the floor. Step right into a plank. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. So lift. Actually, bring the knees to the floor for a second. Stretch the left leg back behind you, flexing the left foot. Mm-hmm. Lift the left foot off the floor. Oh, yes. Now, with your right hand, can you reach behind and kind of touch your sacrum with your right hand? You feel how the left hip, it's wanting to lift up a little higher than the right hip. Try to get organized so that both hips are staying level to one another. And then see if, almost by lifting the inseam of the left leg, you could lift the left leg higher, but without rolling it out to the side. Okay, right hand down, left knee down, and then stretch your right leg back. With your left hand, find the back of your hips, yeah, sacrum area, or yeah, even the top of the buttocks. And notice how the right hip, it very much wants to open to the side because it's trying to help you lift the right leg higher. It's trying to be helpful. But we don't need that kind of help right now. Thank you very much, right hip. So try to turn the right hip more to face the floor. And then could you lift the right leg by almost lifting the inseam of the leg higher? Good. Okay. Right knee to the floor, left hand to the floor, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward between the hands. Reach the arms up. Push off the left toes and see if you could bring the left knee up into the chest in one move. And hold. Try to keep the hips level to one another. Hold. Reach up, stretch up through the arms. Hold. Okay, now bring the arms down alongside the body and keep your left knee bent. So the left knee is going to keep its shape relative to itself, but then bring the left knee next to the right knee, even touch the knees together. You're trying to keep that 90 degree shape in the left leg. So you want the shin to be like parallel to the floor or something like that. Okay. Now, keep that knee bent. I know you're going to want to straighten it. Keep that knee bent as you start to tip forward and feel like you could push not only your left heel higher to the ceiling, but feel like you could even lift your left knee higher away from the floor. But try not to let that left hip open. We did all that hard work keeping the left leg closed. And then start to extend the left leg back behind you. Warrior three. One, two. Mm-hmm. Try to avoid opening that left hip as much as you can. Four. Good. Okay, bend the right knee, both hands to the floor. Step back, downward facing dog. Mm-hmm. Step the left foot forward between the hands. Reach the arms up, high lunge. Pushing off the right toes, stand all the way up on the left leg, bringing the right knee into the chest and hold. Try not to lift the right hip higher than the left hip. Try to keep it even. Two, that's it. And hold. Three. Okay. Arms alongside the body. Keep the shape of the right leg. So the right leg doesn't change shape. It's just changing position in space. Knees together. Right foot, almost as if you want to put a footprint on the back of the room now. Okay, so as you start to shift forward, lift the right foot high up to the ceiling like you want to put a footprint up on the ceiling. See if you could even lift the right knee a little higher away from the floor. Try not to open the right hip to the right side. Try to keep both hips level to one another as best you can. And then straighten the right leg out behind you. Warrior three, Virabhadrasana three. Three, I know. Four. Five. Good. Bend the left knee. Both hands to the floor. Step back. Downward facing dog. Okay. Lift the left leg up and back. Open the left hip to the left side. And then do the opposite. Roll the hip all the way in, like even your left thigh wants to face your right thigh. Like exaggerate, yeah. And then open your hip again. Open to the side, open to the side. And then do the opposite. Close, 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 close. And then see if you could find the middle where the left hip is neither open nor closed, but it's level to the right hip. Lift the right heel higher. And then without opening the left hip, could you lift the left leg even higher? And then place the left foot down. Knees to the floor for a second. So again, we're trying to feel, you know, we're trying to feel what it feels like to have the hips really facing the same direction, right? Even when we have one leg forward, one leg back, which makes it harder, of course. Okay, downward facing dog. Let's do same thing other side. Lift the right leg up. Open the right hip to the right side. Open, 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 open. And then do the opposite. Close the hip, turn it in. Turn your leg all the way in to face your left leg. And then turn it out, turn it out, turn it out, turn it out. Mm-hmm. Turn it in, turn it in, turn it in. So like your thigh just faces the left side. Yeah. And then find center. So neither turned out nor turned in. Lift the left heel even higher. And then see if you could lift the right leg higher, but without opening the hip. Good. Okay. Place it down on the floor, knees to the floor for a moment. Mm-mm-mm. Okay. We're going to add some hopping into this scenario, but the hopping, like try to at least a little bit, at least for the sake of this 1-2 minute section of your life, try to take the idea of getting to handstand out of it, right? And just kind of like see if you could sit with this process for a moment, right? So as we're hopping, it's most likely the case that as we're taking these hops, that top hip is opening a little to the side. It does that because it feels like it can help you lift higher. But we're going to be really like particular about hopping and keeping the legs completely in line. Yeah? Makes sense? So, you know, take it slow enough that you can actually feel what's going on with that leg. Yeah? Okay, come into downward dog. So lift the left leg up. Lift the right heel higher, bend the right knee, and then take a hop in which you don't allow that left leg to open to the side. Even if it feels like you can't lift as high, or even if it feels different from what you usually experience. Yeah. Almost like you're lifting up from the inseam of the thigh. Yeah. So, okay, so try the other side. Try to do about the same number of hops. I meant to say 5 hops, but seems like people did a little more. So just try to be even about it as best you can. You know, also when you get sensitive enough about it, you can feel like if you let the right hip open, you can feel the weight change in the hand, and the left hand will suddenly feel. So that's another way that you can kind of become really sensitive about it, is to notice the distribution of the weight change. Yeah. Okay, now we can do handstand. So if you want to go, over to a wall or something, so that you can have the security of having the wall behind you, you're welcome to. Just don't be on this pillar with this thing, and don't be on that pillar with the thermostat. Yeah, go ahead. No time like the present. Decisions. Yeah, good. Yeah, you can be by the sconces too. You can be like either side of the sconce if you want. Plenty of space for everyone. Yep. Nice. When you're, you have another little bit if you want it. When you're done though, sit with like your butt against the wall and hang forward over your legs. So feet are a little forward out away from the wall. Hang forward, kind of an Uttanasana variation. Yeah. Yeah, good. Okay. Folks at home, if you have 2 blocks, grab your blocks. Everyone here, grab your 2 blocks. And we will all go to the wall for this one. So, again, you know, make a little space. You don't, because, you know, we can be nearly side by side for this one. Can I borrow your blocks, actually? Oh, where am I going to show it for the people on Zoom? Does it? I gotta switch the camera. Sorry, folks. 1 second. Pause. Intermission. No, that doesn't work. Huh. Okay. Oh, yeah. Can I do on your mat? All right. So come around if you're behind the pillar here. We're gonna set up the blocks in a way. We're going to make like a T shape with the blocks. Now, everyone's back is a little different, so you might you might put your second block like in this configuration, or you might put your block in this configuration. So the first block is just a little bit away from the wall here. And then I'm going to come up into, even if you don't usually take headstand, that there's a lot less sort of pressure on the neck here. So some of us might even be able to explore headstand even if you don't usually. So you can give it a try. I'm going to kind of grab the back of the blocks here, and I'm going to get my hair thing out of the way. Thank you. And then I'm going to lift one leg up and then the other. Whoop, alley-oop. And then I'm holding myself there. I'm just lightly gripping the back of the block with my hands. There is like zilch weight on my neck in this variation. So even if that's typically a concern of yours, you can maybe give it a try, yeah? And if it's still not for you, that's okay too. So feet can find the wall at first, but if my feet are all the way at the wall the whole time, then I'm in a back bend, which I don't want. So, you know, coming a little bit away from the wall so that you're finding a more vertical is better. But of course, if this is new for you, you might want the security of the wall behind your feet, yeah? Okay. Go ahead. Oh, I stole someone's blocks. Okay. Yeah, and so the block arrangement, like you might have to experiment with where that second block is going. It's either going on the first setting or you might turn it 90 degrees and have it going straight up and down. Oh, and this one goes this way. And then if that feels like it's pushing up into your back in a weird way, you can turn it that way. That was my setup, but you're pretty... You know, I don't know. It doesn't, I don't know if it has to do with shortness or tallness. I don't know. Yeah, you can go. 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 Yes. There you go. Yeah. Wow. What? I mean, don't tell anybody, but yeah. Yeah, sometimes you need just a little bit more lift up for this one. Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, for me, it's like so much freedom in the neck and in the trapezius that for me, I feel like I could stay in it for... It's expansive. Ultimate freedom headstand. Is it coming together? What's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Yep. Nice. It's funny how, like, even yoga, which is, you know, this timeless, like, long-lasting thing, even yoga kind of goes through little trends. And I remember back when I was, you know, first starting to practice and teach, like holding headstand for 5 minutes minimum was the class standard. And now I feel like, I don't know, maybe... Something happened after the pandemic. We don't kind of do like long sustained headstand holds anymore. But this makes it, the block thing makes it a little bit more accessible in that way. one more minute. So even if you came down, you could come up again just to finish out strong. Okay, go ahead, come down. Child's pose, or you can sit up on your heels, is good too. Good. Okay. So actually, while we have the mats a little bit out of our way, let's go ahead and everybody grab a blanket. And you want to be for this next one. Yeah, go ahead. Get a blanket. Don't move the mats yet. You want to be in a on the wood floor for this one, right? So you can unfold your blanket so that it's this really like long shape here. Stand on your blanket like what I'm doing. Everyone's like hesitant to move right now for some reason. I can feel. It's like, what do you mean off of our yoga mats? Yoga happens on this rectangle. No, we're expanding today. We're being expansive today. Okay, so stand with your feet pretty wide, like a wide straddle. Hands to the floor. Medium out in front of you. Medium out in front of you. Okay, and then glide your feet all the way together and glide your feet apart and glide your feet together. Ugh. And glide your feet apart. And if it's too easy, take the feet wider. Make it like a little bit more challenging by taking the feet wider. Yeah, and then squeeze the feet together and slide. Whoop. Yep, that's all right. It's just part of the experience of being on the wood floor. Mm-hmm. And then take the feet even wider. Yeah, scoot your feet even wider on the blanket. Take them a little bit uncomfortably wide. Draw your legs together with the strength of your legs. And then feet all the way apart. Get your feet together. Ugh, strong legs. And apart. Good. Strong legs. Squeeze. Ugh. And feet apart. And feet together and come stand up. Ooh. All right. Fold up your blanket. And then you can bring your mat back to the middle. Yeah. Well, just wait. It's going to get harder before it gets easier. Fold up your blanket. Yeah, put your mat in the middle of the room again. Why? What were you noticing, like, harder on your... Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I can see that because you're not used to balancing that way. Yeah. Maybe with a little more familiarity, you'd feel more settled in it. Okay. Once the mats are back in the center, go ahead and you're gonna put your what's this called again? Blanket. English is my first language, I swear. Okay. Put your blanket off to the left side of the middle of your mat. And then stand up. Why is everybody sitting down? Turn to the left. I know, it's one of those days. She would see me before class. I told Kalia, I was like, I need a nap before class. Okay, open the feet wide. Mm-hmm. Good. Reach down, touch the floor. Press the hands into the floor. Head goes down in the direction of the floor. Good. Lift your head and chest, but hands stay on the floor. Walk the hands just forward so that the fingertips are kind of hanging off the edge of the mat, but then have the fingertips just barely sliding. Have your most of your hand on and just the fingertips under the blanket. Yep. And then lean forward. Lift your heels up and press your head into the floor. Lean forward. That's it. And then open your legs out to the sides into a wide straddle and lift up to headstand. You can do it. I know it's been a while, huh? It's funny. You kind of notice. Yeah. No, you don't want your neck to round at all. You want your neck to be really long and not exactly straight, but you want that natural curve to be in your neck. Okay, come on down for a second if you're up. Yeah, don't worry. If you didn't make it up, don't worry. Don't fret. Okay, there is a way to join us that gives you like a little bit of a middle step, right? So if your hands are there and your head is down, right, we're leaning forward. What you can do is you can put one knee on one arm and then the other knee on the other arm and then make your way up, right? So if the straddle version isn't coming, you can try the little step-by-step, yeah? Okay, lean forward. Yep, your hands, you want your fingertips to be like almost in your sight line, yeah. Okay, yes, straddle, you can do it. You're right there. Yes! Ha! Yes! All right! Awesome! See if you could bring both knees into the chest now. Both knees into the chest. Yes, that's it. That's the idea. Okay. If you're up, straddle the legs. Try to come back down the way you came from. And look forward, long back. Good. Hands on your waist. Lift all the way upright to a standing position. Feet and legs together. Turn to face the front. Inhale, reach the arms up overhead. Exhale, fold all the way forward. Inhale, prepare. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, upward facing. Exhale, downward facing. Come forward into a plank. Lower all the way to the floor. Good. Arms behind the back. Lace the fingers together into one fist. Inhale, lift up head, chest, and legs. Shalabhasana. One, two. Keep breathing. Three. Phyllis, lift the hands up even higher. I knew you could do it. Four. And exhale, release on down. Clasp the hands again, but switch the grip of the fingers. And then inhale, lift up head, chest, arms. Shalabhasana, second time. One, two, yes. Three. Lifting arms. Yes. Four. Exhale, release on down. Bend the knees. Reach back. Catch hold of the ankles. Inhale, lift on up. Head, chest, and knees. Dhanurasana. Good. Nice, Alice. Four. Try to bring the feet a little closer together. Yes. And exhale, slowly release down. Again, bend the knees, reach back, catch hold of the ankles. And inhale, lift up again. Two. With your exhale, release on down. Place the hands either side of the chest. Inhale, lift forward and up into upward dog. Exhale, go back downward dog. Lift high up onto the balls of the feet. Bend the knees, look forward past your hands. Hop all the way through to sit down and lay down on your back. Feet on the floor. Lift the hips up, interlock the hands behind the back into one fist. One. Good. Separate the hands. Release the back down to the floor. Place the hands on the floor either side of the head, preparing for full wheel. Exhale, a breath out. Inhale, go ahead, lift up. Urdhva Dhanurasana. One. Chin to the chest, slowly release down. Keep the feet on the floor. Feet stay on the floor. Again, place the hands and the feet. Second time, go ahead, lift up. Chin to the chest and slowly release down. Keep the feet on the floor. Last times now. Place the hands in the feet. And with your inhale, go ahead, lift up. Chin to the chest and come down and hug the knees into the chest. Bring both knees all the way over to the left side of the body as you look to the right. Twist. Three. Four. Good. Bring the knees all the way up to the center. And then go the other way. Good. Lift all the way up to the center. Come on up to a seated position. Straighten the legs forward out in front of you. Flex the feet. Sit up tall. And fold forward. Paschimottanasana. Oh. in the short time that I went to get you a belt, you managed to hold your feet. Lifting all the way upright to a seated position. Bend the left knee into the chest. Open the left knee out to the side and then reach for the right foot. Janushir Shasana. Lift all the way upright, switch sides, and fold other side. One. Lift all the way upright, straighten both legs forward, bend both knees into the chest, open the knees out to the sides, feet together, fold forward, Baddha Konasana, bound angle. Lift all the way upright. Keep the shape of the legs the same, but lay down on your back for Supta Baddha Konasana, reclined bound angle. Yeah. And then you can stay just like this if you like, or come up into shoulder stand if you'd like to finish your practice with a shoulder stand. Let's get this blanket out of here. It's actually harder to have the head lifted up like that, yeah? Okay, now try again. Go ahead, swing that other leg up. There we go. That's it. Okay, if you're still up, start to make your way into Halasana. And then Halasana, slowly start to roll onto the back. If you were practicing shoulder stand, come into fish, Matsyasana, crown of the head to the floor. Chin into the chest and release down, setting up for Shavasana. Start to deepen the breath. Start to bring some movement into the body. A moment to move or stretch as you need. And then make your way up to a seated position. Set up a seat for meditation. So it's nice if the seat is a little bit above the floor, like on a blanket or block or both. How can an unsteady mind make itself steady? Of course, it is difficult to do. The nature of the mind is to roam about. All you can do is shift the focus of consciousness beyond the mind. Refuse all thoughts except one, the thought, I am. The mind will rebel in the beginning, but with patience and perseverance, it will yield and keep quiet. Once you are quiet, things will begin to happen spontaneously and naturally. Focus on becoming aware of awareness itself. Aware of awareness itself. So try to be still. Try to let all other thoughts drop away as just that sense of awareness, that sense of I am-ness is front and center. Thank you, everyone, so much for making time for practice today and for all of your very hard work and attention. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, if not sooner. And if anyone has any questions about today's practice or just in particular about your yoga practice, I'm happy to stick around. Just be sure to spray down your mats. They're going to get hung up on those metal pegs right outside the classroom here. Thank you.